when I was doing my walking practice, which I did for 15 or so minutes, I observed that when I was in movement, that with my mind having been active in the role I've been playing, when I would get to the end of my, I think I had about 12 steps, no more than that, that I would want to keep moving. I liked the momentum of my movement. It matched my mood. So I had to insist and had to negotiate with myself in a gentle way, but firm, that I was in fact going to follow the instructions that somebody had given. And in doing that, there was really major resistance. I did not want to get out of my energy form. So that was all very interesting to watch. And then when I, in the second half of my period of walking, I would stop just in the middle. And that actually was easier for me in a certain way, because it was so, it didn't have routine. It was new. So it was just easier. So that was my experience. And if we had time, at this early on the retreat, we might have you in small groups talking about, you know, your experience with stillness and movement as walking. So you have to kind of do this for yourself, you know, report to yourself. So then I had to run down and get the dishes washed while I had time to do that. And so I was busy getting the dishes washed. And I discovered that there was an immediate benefit from the stillness and the movement, that my experience of washing the dishes was much being back in just movement, that I wasn't really having, the tasking was easier because I was just experiencing all the movement of it. So it wasn't like a sense of being rushed or not rushed, or like all these little things that make, you know, something complicated, even something like washing dishes can get complicated for various reasons, as we all know. And there was no movement towards that, because movement itself, I wash dishes, you know, all the time, particularly during this COVID. So I was aware of just this little touch of being aware of movement and how it was benefiting, because it was, all of that activity was just movement. So I didn't get all entangled with the object of movement. Do you see what I mean by that? There was not an entanglement. And this is one of the fruits that can come from this. I've done this practice a lot. That's because, as always, I'm just sharing my inner practice experience. But I haven't done this particular stillness and movement in this way for a long time now. I don't know how long, but a long time. And so maybe a couple of years or something where I've really been this specific. So I just offer you that as encouragement in your own experience. One other thing to say before we start, it is quite okay to be sitting in any kind of a chair or any kind of on the floor in any way you wish to be. It's okay to be lying down. It's okay to be standing up during practice. So don't think that you've got to have it be a certain way, that you have to turn your screen off because you're lying down or you're standing up. If you're moving around, yes, turn the screen off. But otherwise, leave the screen on. And it's nice when we can see you, but I understand sometimes you just don't want to be seen. So you have the camera on, but you've got it pointed somewhere else in the room. If that's whatever supports your practice, then take care of yourself. Okay. We begin this meditation with a reflection, or you could call it an awareness. You could call it catching up with ourselves or pausing to let ourselves become collected. Because we've been involved in an activity of doing called walking. And whatever task that you might have been involved in. On retreats, I will ask people to stop in the lobby and pause, be in stillness long enough so that they collect themselves, so that if not all of them, more of themselves are walking into the Dhamma hall to sit, so that there's this arriving in the Dhamma hall. So here, after movement, we're arriving back in sitting. So just pause. That pause is a form of stillness. Stillness in the forefront, but all sorts of thoughts and body sensations in the background. And now we are ready to arrive. We have begun the process of arriving. It's a returning to a new and different moment. It's always new, always different. We just don't notice in many instances. So here, now, mindfulness front and center. A sense of presence. We are available for this moment through mindfulness, and we know that we are available. This being present and knowing we're present gives continuity to the moments of our lives. It allows us to be present in a way that we can make choices as to where the mind goes, as to how we relate to where it went. This remembering aspect, smriti, it's called in Sanskrit, of mindfulness. We're putting back together the moment and our intentional relationship, our aspirational relationship. We're remembering it, putting it together, making it a whole. That involves a kind of movement, and the result is a kind of stillness. Moving to the body. Wherever your feet are touching floor, whether it's sides, tops, or bottoms, or you're touching the end of the couch, or the heels, you're lying on the couch and the heels are touching the couch. Feel that experience. Allow the energy to just flow down into the feet, into earth through the chair, if you're cross-legged on the chair, or out through the floor, or through the heels, into the frame of the couch, into the floor, into earth. And now practice recreating, that is, creating anew the feeling of earth element resting on earth. In Zen, it's referred to as sitting in the bones. That in the lower half of the body, which is hard, firm, heavy, is known. Known as a felt experience, and then allowed to just rest on earth. Same with the upper body. And the arms, the ribs, the breastbone, the jaw, the lower jaw in particular, the bones in the skull, all that's hard, firm, heavy. Earth element, earth element, allowed to just be, to rest. May the earth element in the body be released to Mother Earth. Weight underside. Feel the stillness, name stillness. Not perfect stillness, but relative stillness. The other elements are so in play. That the movement is there, but in the background. Just sit in the bones. And now notice that if we really stay with this experience, the stillness of the earth element is reflected in this, the stillness of the mind just knowing earth element. It's steady. 2 varying degrees. Little thoughts can come and go, but the steadiness of attention is there on the earth element. So not only is the object still, the knowing is still. Again, it too is relative. Taking the earth element as it is known in its felt experience way, we turn attention, pour attention, vitaka, this aiming attention at the earth, at the wind element in the body, which we call breath. And then we sustain our attention on the wind element. So from a larger view, 3 steps back, we notice that the wind element is characterized by movement. No disputing that. But then we also notice this really interesting and in full of implications that the mind can be steady, that the mind can be still on a moving object and an ever-changing object. So what if the mind is being steady on is changing underneath the steadiness of the gaze, steadiness of the alignment. And yet we can get calm, the mind can feel still, flexible. As long as we are resting in the knowing, just knowing a moving object with continuity is ground also. This has big implications for each of us. We start to discover that we can take a still object like the earth element, and that enhances, that gives us more access, that gives us the momentum towards being able to hold stillness in the mind. Having learned that, we now are starting to learn, explore, know for ourselves, have the direct experience of steadiness, stillness of attention itself. That it has other qualities like movement, attention has a kind of stillness that can be evoked. Sadhya Upandita would talk about it as you make contact with the bowl, and then you rub it gently over and over again. And that movement of the rubbing against the object, which is movement, but it then creates a steadiness of what? A steadiness of knowing. And so knowing becomes steady, still. See for yourself. More deliberately move the mind to breath. Recognize its ever-changing nature, but just rest your attention. Ground your attention in this knowing. What have we learned? That some objects are very steady, very still, and that can bring us to a steadfastness of our attention. So knowing in felt sense, resting in, being grounded by, through. And then once we have that felt sense, we can learn to apply it with a changing object like the breath, or ultimately to a choiceless awareness where the steadiness, the stillness of mind, the stillness of knowing is there with one object after another. And knowing is the ground. This capacity of knowing is the ground. When the mind's drawn away, note the movement away if you catch it on time. Just that it's movement, something pulled. Don't be too interested in what pulled and why, but how you do with your attention. So when you wake up to the mind someplace else, notice its experience, not about content, but about phenomena. The mind is kind of running itself, possibly. What happens when you bring that steadiness to this object of experience that so drew you? Either out of greed or aversion, but nonetheless drew you. start to notice that the stillness is within. That which knows is still. Steady yourself. Thank you. Remember to return when the mind moves. First, pause, recognize the mind has moved. See if there's some wise relationship to that which has drawn the mind. If not, gently but firmly returning to the breath, feeling movement when you come back, that felt sense of movement. Thank you. For just a couple of minutes, pause and reflect on your experience of stillness and movement during this meditation. To the mind that is still, the whole universe surrenders, Lao Tzu tells us. To the mind that is still, the whole universe surrenders. We are just getting more deeply in perceiving in this manner. We're just including it. We're not excluding something else, but we're including this so that our experience has space around it. It's the commonality of experience rather than differentiating experience in a way that gives us so much preference. This allows us to be with all experience in this dimension.